The congregation is invited to stand. We follow the order of confession and absolution. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Beloved in the Lord, let us draw near with a true heart and confess our sins unto God our Father, beseeching him in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ to grant us forgiveness. Our help is in the name of the Lord.
Who made heaven and earth?
I said, I will confess my transgressions unto the Lord.
And you forgave the iniquity of my sin.
O Almighty God, merciful Father,
I, a poor, miserable sinner,
confess unto you all my sins and iniquities, with which I have ever offended you, and justly deserve your temporal and eternal punishment. But I am heartily sorry for them, and sincerely repent of them. And I pray you of your boundless mercy, and for the sake of the holy, innocent, bitter sufferings and death of your beloved Son, Jesus Christ, to be gracious and merciful to me, a poor, sinful being. Upon this, your confession, I, by virtue of my office as a called and ordained servant of the Word, announce the grace of God unto all of you. And in this stead, and by the command of my Lord Jesus Christ, I forgive you all your sins. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Let my cry come before you, O Lord.
Hear
Give me understanding according to your word.
Let my plea come before you.
Deliver me according to your word.
My lips will pour forth praise.
For you teach me your statutes.
My tongue will sing of your word.
For all your commandments are right.
Let your hand be ready to help me.
For I have chosen your precepts.
I long for your salvation, O Lord.
And your law is my delight.
Let my soul live and praise you.
And let your rules help me.
I have gone astray like a lost sheep. Seek your servant.
For I do not forget your commandments.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Ghost, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world.
Let us pray. Lord Jesus, you are the good shepherd, without whom nothing is secure. Rescue and preserve us, that we may not be lost forever, but follow you, rejoicing in the way that leads to eternal life. For you live and reign with the Father and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. The congregation may be seated. The Old Testament reading for this morning is from Ezekiel chapter 34, beginning at verse 11. For thus says the Lord God, Behold, I myself will search for my sheep and will seek them out. As a shepherd seeks out his flock when he is among his sheep, that they have been scattered, So will I seek out my sheep, and I will rescue them from all places where they have been scattered on a day of clouds and thick darkness. And I will bring them out from the peoples and gather them from the countries, and will bring them into their own land. And I will feed them on the mountain of Israel, by the ravines, and in all the inhabited places of the country. I will feed them with good pasture, and on the mountain heights of Israel shall be their grazing land. They shall lie down in good grazing land, and on rich pasture they shall feed on the mountain of Israel. I myself will be the shepherd of my sheep, and I myself will make them lie down, declares the Lord God. I will seek the lost, and I will bring back the strayed, and I will bind up the injured, and I will strengthen the weak, and the fat and the strong I will destroy. I will feed them in justice. As for you, my flock, says the Lord God, behold, I judge between sheep and sheep, between rams and male goats. Is it not enough for you to feed on the good pasture, that you must tread down with your feet the rest of your pasture, and to drink of clear water, that you must muddy the rest of the water with your feet? And must my sheep eat what you have trodden with your feet, and drink what you have muddied with your feet? Therefore, thus says the Lord God to them, behold, I myself will judge between the fat sheep and the lean sheep. Because you push with side and shoulder, and thrust at all the weak with your horns, till you have scattered them abroad, I will rescue my flock, and they shall no longer be a prey. And I will judge between sheep and sheep. And I will set up over them one shepherd, my servant David, and he shall feed them. He shall feed them and be their shepherd. And I, the Lord, will be their God. And my servant David shall be prince among them. I am the Lord, I have spoken. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
The epistle from 1 Timothy chapter 1, verses 5 through 17. The aim of our charge is love that issues from a pure heart and a good conscience and a sincere faith. Certain persons, by swerving from these, have wandered away into vain discussion, desiring to be teachers of the law without understanding either what they are saying or the things about which they make confident assertions. Now we know that the law is good if one uses it lawfully. Understanding this, that the law is not laid down for the just, but for the lawless and disobedient, for the ungodly and sinners, for the unholy and profane, for those who strike their fathers and mothers, for murderers, the sexually immoral, men who practice homosexuality, enslavers, liars, perjurers, and whatever else is contrary to sound doctrine, in accordance with the gospel of the glory of the blessed God with which I have been entrusted. I thank him who has given me strength, Christ Jesus our Lord, because he judged me faithful, appointing me to his service. Though formerly I was a blasphemer, persecutor, and insolent opponent, but I received mercy because I had acted ignorantly in unbelief. And the grace of our Lord overflowed for me from the faith, with the faith and love that are in Christ Jesus. The saying is trustworthy and deserving of full acceptance, that Christ Jesus came into the world to save sinners, of whom I am the foremost. But I received mercy for this reason, that in me, as the foremost, Jesus Christ might display his perfect patience as an example to those who were to believe in him for eternal life. To the King of the ages, immortal, invisible, the only God, be honor and glory forever and ever. Amen. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
We stand and sing the Alleluias.
Alleluia, alleluia.
The Holy Gospel according to St. Luke, the 15th chapter.
Glory be to thee, O Lord.
Now the tax collectors and sinners were all drawing near to hear him. The Pharisees and the scribes grumbled, saying, "This man receives sinners and eats with them." So he told them this parable. What man of you, having 100 sheep, if he lost one of them, does not leave the 99 in the open country and go after the one that is lost until he finds it? And when he has found it, he lays it on his shoulders, rejoicing. And when he comes home, he calls together his friends and his neighbors, saying to them, "Rejoice with me, for I have found my sheep that was lost." Just so, I tell you, there will be more joy in heaven over one sinner who repents than over 99 righteous persons who need no repentance. Or what woman, having 10 silver coins, if she loses one coin, does not light a lamp and sweep the house and seek diligently until she finds it? And when she has found it, she calls together her friends and neighbors, saying, "Rejoice with me, for I have found the coin that I had lost." Just so, I tell you, there is joy before the angels of God over one sinner who repents. This is the gospel of the Lord.
Praise be to thee, O Christ.
We confess our faith together using the words of the Apostles' Creed. I believe in God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended into hell. The third day he rose again from the dead.
He ascended into heaven
and sits at the right hand of God the Father Almighty. From thence he will come to judge the living and the dead.
I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Christian Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen.
You may be seated. Go back.
Green, he leadeth me. The choir.
The sermon this morning reflects on all three of our readings from Ezekiel and 1 Timothy and Luke. I start with reading Ezekiel 34, 23 and 24. And I will set them over them one shepherd, my servant David, and he shall feed them. He shall feed them and be their shepherd. And I, the Lord, will be their God, and my servant David shall be prince among them. I am the Lord, I have spoken. May the words of my mouth and the meditations of our hearts be acceptable in your sight, O Lord. You are our rock and our redeemer. Amen. As Christians, the central focus of our faith is that God is over us, and that he loves us, he has made all things, he controls all things, he loves us. And where the teaching or a person's life or beliefs departs from that, they're wandering. And where the leaders that God has given depart from that teaching and from leading in God's ways, then the sheep scatter. And so happened at the time of Ezekiel. And the people were not listening to the teachings God had given them. They were scattered, and the leadership was not faithful. So God says to them, I am your shepherd. Even though your leaders are not faithful, even though things are scattering you and you are in trouble and you're lost and you're hurt and you don't know where you are, I am your shepherd. And though we already read it, I want to read this a portion of that Ezekiel reading again. Just slow and think about what God is saying to you and to your family and to your friends. For thus says the Lord God, behold, I myself will search for my sheep and will seek them out. As a shepherd seeks out his flock when he is among his sheep that they have been scattered, so will I seek out my sheep. And I will rescue them from all places where they have been scattered on a day of clouds and thick darkness. When the troubles came and the confusion came and they were scattered, God says he will gather them. And I will bring them out from the peoples and gather them from the countries and will bring them into their own land. And I will feed them on the mountains of Israel by the ravines and in all the inhabited places of the country. I will feed them with good pasture, and the mountain heights of Israel shall be their grazing land. There they shall lie down in good grazing land, and on rich pasture they shall feed on the mountains of Israel. I myself will be the shepherd of my sheep, and I myself will make them lie down, declares the Lord God. I will seek the lost, and I will bring back the strayed, and I will bind up the injured, and I will strengthen the weak, and the fat and the strong I will destroy. I will feed them in justice. God knows exactly what is going on in his people's lives. He knows who is scattered here, who is hurting in this way. He knows people's hearts and minds and thoughts. He sends us, and he sends his pastors, and he sends teachers, and he sends deaconesses and other full-time workers, and he sends workers in the church to go out and look for these sheep. But we're not perfect. Humans are not perfect. So we can make mistakes. So we cannot understand God's word correctly or not understand God's will perfectly. We ourselves are sheep. And God knows our faults of leaders, of Christian people. And he doesn't leave it at that and say, well, we're all messed up. I'll just leave you all messed up. He doesn't say that. He says, I myself will look for my lost sheep. I myself will bind up the injured. I myself will look for the scattered ones when there were dark clouds and they ran away. I want to gather them myself. That is his promise. And he sends under shepherds out. But in the end, he is in control and he will make his promise sure and certain. Finally, in Isaiah's promise, he says, and I will send my servant David. And that is Jesus Christ. Jesus, who knew and understood people's circumstances and would minister to the lost and to the outcast and to the ignored. And Jesus, who would speak harshly and warn carefully those who were in charge, who were abusing the weak or ignoring the weak. But Jesus is this shepherd God has sent. We see this shepherd's action in Paul's life. And it's important for us to see the role of faith and unbelief, belief and unbelief. The shepherd is seeking out and takes care of the ones that are injured and know they're injured and hear the shepherd's voice and want to follow the shepherd and know they need help. Maybe they even need help following him, but they know they need help. Part of what Paul is writing about in this text in 1 Timothy, he is talking about those who say they need no help, they are okay, they can remain that way, they can remain in their sins. They don't need help with their sins. And so you saw that list of sins, he says, murderers, and those who disobeyed their parents and harmed their parents, and the sexually immoral. And he has a list there. Those who say, I'm this way, and I'm going to stay this way. That is not the scattered sheep. The scattered sheep are the ones who heard the shepherd's voice and realize I'm hurting, realize I'm wrong, realize I'm in trouble. And just the realization is to know that I need God. I need what mercy or grace he has for me. Paul said, now we read his list of sins and sinners that he had. And Paul said, but I'm even the worst of them all. For I persecuted God's people. And then he says, but I received mercy because I had acted ignorantly and in unbelief. And the grace of our Lord overflowed for me with the faith and love that are in Christ Jesus. Paul, you might say, as Saul before his conversion, was a wolf, was a lion, seeking Christians to kill and imprison. And he had that permission from the leadership in Jerusalem on his road to Damascus in Acts. He had a letter saying that he could round up the Christians in Damascus. He was the wolf. He was the lion. But once he came to see that he was persecuting Christ himself and his church, he saw that he was in trouble.
I am not the lamb, I am not the shepherd, I am the wicked lion. And the Lord led Paul to repent and be forgiven. He says, but the grace of our Lord overflowed for me with the faith and love that are in Christ Jesus. The saying is trustworthy and deserving of full acceptance, that Christ Jesus came into the world to save sinners, of whom I am the foremost. All that list of sinners that he had, Paul said, I'm the worst. And yet, Christ came for me. And then he says, but I received mercy for this reason, that in me, as the foremost, Christ, Jesus Christ, might display his perfect patience as an example to those who were to believe in him for eternal life. If God can save Paul and bring him to faith, he can save anybody, because Paul was really bad. He persecuted the church. So also, he says, he can save all. He wants to forgive all. Repentance is to understand that I am in trouble, and this way I'm going cannot be the right way, is no good for me. I need to go a different way. And repentance is not something that a person comes to one's mind and decided, I decide I'm really bad, so now I decide I should be really good. It's not that. Scripture clearly says that when we are in sin, we are dead in our sin. We don't know anything else but sin. All we can do is sin, and we are sinner. But God, through his word, comes into our lives and shows us, you are in trouble. This is not good. This is harmful. This is bad. You are bad. And you say, but it's what I am. What can I do? And God says, you can be forgiven. I forgive you in Christ. You are my sheep. The glory and the thanksgiving and the welcome of turning from sinner to believer, forgiven believer, is to God. It is not the wisdom or the glory of the person or the moral fortitude or whatever one may say, but it is the work of God to turn a sinner to a believer, forgiven. That's what we see in Paul's life. He was on his way to persecute Christians, to arrest them, to kill them. He had permission to do it. But God said, no, you are persecuting me and my people. And then Paul said, this is to glorify God, not to glorify Paul, but to glorify God. When the shepherd came, the Lord's servant David, he sought out the lost sheep. We see that over and over again in Jesus' ministry in the Gospels. And just those two verses from Luke 15 are so instructive to help us know about Jesus. Now, the tax collectors and sinners were all drawing near to hear him. The tax collectors were traitors. They were Jews collecting for the Romans the tax. They were considered to be traitors and cheaters, because they would cheat and charge too much. And the sinners, that category, often was the immoral people outside of good society. It says there that they were drawing near to hear him. They heard the voice and teaching of Jesus. They heard of his reputation to be a good man, to be a healing man, to be a forgiving man, and they were drawing near to hear him. This is the shepherd gathering the sheep. But the leadership, the Pharisees and the scribes, they grumbled, saying, "This man receives sinners, and he eats with them. He has fellowship with them." Exactly. That is God's promise, to gather his sheep. They hear his voice. He brings them together. He binds and heals them. He instructs them. He guides them. And that is what our Lord and Savior does. As we think about rallying around God's word, what it is to hear the voice of God, hear the voice of Jesus, and respond. This helps me. This teaches me. This encourages me. I'm God's son. I'm his daughter. And look what he says to me. The honor and glory isn't to us as individuals or leaders, but it's to God that he would do this for us and through us. The very character of God is to call his people together, is to heal and to bind up. Even though he actually may have even been like a wolf or a lion before, he wants to change them and bring them in to be his sheep. To God be the glory. We pray.
Dear Father in heaven, we give you thanks that you have mercy on people, even great sinners. And we ask you to continue to call us in our own lives and in the lives of people that we know, that many would come and believe and be strengthened by Jesus, receive his forgiveness, and lives be healed. Help us, Lord, to see how you do this in our own lives and how you are calling others. And Lord, thank you for your grace and for your forgiveness. In the name of Jesus we pray, amen. Now may the peace which surpasses all understanding keep our hearts and our minds with our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen.
During this next hymn, "I Am Jesus' Little Lamb," the offering can be brought forward during the last verse, and also just at the end of that too, the three people that we will install also come up at that time. can come up here, ladies. The congregation is invited to follow along on the very back page of the bulletin for the rite of installation for the Christian education staff. Dear sisters in Christ, you are to be installed as Christian education staff for the 2022-2023 academic year at Zion Lutheran Church, a work in which our Father in heaven has great joy. Hear the word of the Lord. Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God, the Lord is one. You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, and with all your might. And these words that I command you today shall be on your heart. You shall teach them diligently to your children, and shall talk of them when you sit in your house, and when you walk by the way, and when you lie down, and when you rise. Beloved in the Lord, you are to assist me, the minister of word and sacrament, in the instruction of God's people according to his holy word. You are to prepare yourselves for this work by your individual and corporate study of the word of God and the faith drawn from it as has been delivered to us in the small catechism. While holiness and of life and obedience to Christ are expected of all members of the congregation, it is especially important that you show yourselves by word and example to be faithful to him in service and Christian devotion. In the presence of God and of this congregation, I therefore ask you, do you accept the position entrusted to you? And do you promise faithfully to carry out your duties, trusting in the Lord and conforming yourself to his word in accordance with the faith of the Evangelical Lutheran Church? If so, then answer, I do.
I do.
I speak to the congregation. Beloved in the Lord, you have heard the promises of faithfulness spoken by these women. Do you promise to support them in their work, to remember them in your prayers, and to work with them to the best of the abilities that God has given you, so that he may be glorified and his work be done in our midst? If so, then answer, we do.
We do.
Sisters in Christ, I install you as Christian education staff of Zion Lutheran Church in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Amen. The Almighty and most merciful God enlighten and strengthen you in your service, that you may be good and faithful leaders and teachers to the glory of his name and the salvation of his people. Amen. Amen. God's peace be with you. God's peace be with you. God's peace be with you. Let us pray. O Lord, grant to these your daughters the wisdom, the gifts of wisdom and discretion, kindness and faithfulness, so that they may effectively teach and guide, and grant to all your people a ready willingness to learn. Let the knowledge of your word be preserved and extended among us, so that all may know and praise you now and forever. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
Amen.
Go in the name of the Lord. Be steadfast, be immovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord, knowing that in the Lord your labor is not in vain. The Almighty and most merciful God, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, bless and preserve you. Amen. God's peace. We continue with the prayer of Zion Lutheran Church printed in the bulletin. The congregation is invited to stand. In peace, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
That we may daily recognize how God provides for our every need of body and soul, and praise and thank him for these gifts from above, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For pastors, that God would bless them in shepherding his people whom he has gathered, and in seeking those who have wandered away, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For the households of this congregation, that all may live in love that issues from a pure heart, a good conscience, and a sincere faith, Let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For those in authority, that the God who appoints princes would remember that he has placed over us and caused them to fulfill their responsibilities according to his word, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
That the Lord who heals would hear our cries on behalf of all who are in need of strength and deliverance. We remember Margaret and Charlotte, Carlin, Bill, Gary, Bryston, Keith, Brad, Don, James, Joe, Kim, Darlene, Andrew, Mary Ellen, Mary, Carlene, Grace, Sue and Steve, Rick, Jim, Brandy, Maverick, Pastor Jonathan, Nauman, Pastor Shivey, Pastor Strong, and Ohio District President, Dr. Kevin Wilson. Let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For the baptized who have wandered from the household of faith, that God would pursue them as a shepherd who seeks lost sheep and strengthen their families to persist in prayer and confidence in his faithfulness, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
With thanksgiving that the Lord brings up the souls of his people from Sheol and restores his people who go down to the pit, and that he would preserve us in faith until we too sing his praises in heaven, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
We pray, O Lord, all things are yours, and you have promised to well supply us with all that we need. Give us courage and faith that we may give a confident amen to these prayers, certain that you will give us all that is good and beneficial to our salvation, and preserve us from all things harmful. For the sake of your Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord, through whom, with whom, and in whom be all honor and glory, both now and forever. Amen. We pray together the morning prayer. I thank you, my Heavenly Father, through Jesus Christ, your dear Son, that you have kept me this night from all harm and danger. And I pray that you would keep me this day also from sin and every evil, that all my doings in life may please you. For into your hands I commend myself, my body and soul and all things. Let your holy angel be with me, that the evil foe may have no power over me. Amen.
We pray our Lord's Prayer. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen.
The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face to shine upon you and to be gracious unto you. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
You're invited to stand or sit for our closing hymn, Forth in the Peace of Christ We Go.
Spirit.